Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your power that is working wonderful things in our lives. Thank you for your mighty hand defending us, fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. We thank you for confusing the enemy, seeking our downfall. Thank you for turning their plans against them. Thank you for causing them to be put to shame. O Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for promises you have made concerning us. We can trust these promises because you are faithful, because you will bring them all to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you have given to us, things we asked for, spiritual gifts, spiritual blessings, physical gifts, physical blessings. We are so grateful for all that we have received from you from the time we began to know you up to now. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for enforcing your will and desires to happen in our lives and situations. Thank you for your mighty angels you have assigned to carry out your plans for us. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to know you, the ability to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for helping us to walk in the light, to walk in your righteousness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to walk in the truth and to please you and to obey you with our lives and attitude and behaviors. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for how you have visited us in time past on this platform of prayer. We thank you even for what you did in our lives during the last prayer session we had. We thank you because even tonight, even today, you will visit us again. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you open your heavens over this prayer session and let everyone here and everyone who will still join be blessed in Jesus' name. Lord, let us receive urgent help from you as we pray together this hour in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Almighty God will honor your faith tonight and he will bless you. Amen. We are going to take some worship songs and after that we shall go into prayer points. Yeah, let's sing the song. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name, Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord be thy name. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. By roadway in the wilderness, you lead me. Rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fail, but his word will still prevail, and he will do something new today. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength. With love and strength. For each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Alleluia. 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 Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Holy are you, Lord, all creation call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here, blessing our lives. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You are Lord. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Oh, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord King of the universe. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord, King of glory. You are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord. You do wonders. You do wonders, Most High, you do wonders, great and mighty works, you do wonders, Most High, you do wonders, you work miracles. You walk miracles, Most High, you walk miracles, King of Israel, you walk miracles, Most High, you walk miracles, because you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, Almighty God. You are the Lord. Yes, Father. Most High, you are the Lord. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, shower down your grace, let your holy presence, let your holy presence fill this place. Oh Lord, how we need the river. How we need the river, how we need the rain, how we need the rain, living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your glory, shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Hallelujah. Amen. I also begin to worship Him with the whole of your heart. Worship the King of glory. Worship the God of Israel. Worship the Rock of ages. Worship the Lord of lords, the ruler of rulers, the controller of the universe, the one who was and is to come, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of the old covenant, the God of the new covenant, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to worship Him, begin to praise Him, begin to adore Him, begin to bless His name. Ancient of Days, we worship You. We lift You up, for You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above the highest heights. You are highly lifted, far above powers, far above principalities, far above kingdoms, far above thrones. You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. King of kings, we worship you. Mighty God, we worship you. Mighty healer, mighty deliverer, mighty redeemer, mighty savior, Jesus, we praise you. We praise you, Father. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Your power has defeated all. Your dominion is over all. Your glory has conquered all. Your strength has overcome all. You are the Most High. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. It is you who created all things. You exist before all things. And in you, all things consist. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. For without you was nothing made that was made. In you is life. And that life is our life. That life is the light of men. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. You are the creator of all things. You are the Word from the beginning that created all things. We worship you, Lord. You redeem all things. You restore all things. You are the Most High God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive praise, to receive glory, to receive honor, to receive blessings, to receive power, riches, wealth. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. It is you who speaks and it comes to pass. It is you who open doors and they remain open forever. It is you who shut doors and they remain shut forever. You kill and no one can wake up. And you make alive and no one can kill. Jesus, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have preached and given glory and thanks. Amen. We're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. Yeah, you're going to lift up your hand. Yeah, you're going to lift up your hand and you're going to say, Lord, thank you for being there for me. Thank you because you are always there for me. You are always there for me. You have never forsaken me. You have never failed me. Thank you for always being there for me. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for always being there for me. Every time I need you, you are always there. Except I did not seek you. Every time I need you, you're always there. You always give me comfort. You always give me joy. You always give me peace. Thank you, Lord, because you're always there. You're always there to help me. You're always there to strengthen me. You're always there to meet my needs. You're always there to surprise me with miracles. You're always there to change my situations, to work in my favor. Thank you, Lord, because you are always there for me. Thank you because you are a loving Father. You take care of me because you are a loving Father. You defend me because you are a loving Father. You preserve my life. You protect me because you are a loving Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have not allowed the enemy to succeed over my soul, over my spirit, over my health. You have not allowed darkness to succeed over my career, over my calling, over my ministry. You have been there for me. You have been there for me. You have been there for me. When everyone else failed, when even the closest friends failed, you were there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. She handed the heart, Jesus, there. Thank you, Jesus. Lash hand the Kadishalaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Most High God, thank you. Miracle worker, thank you. Great provider, thank you. Great healer, thank you. Thank you because you always heal my sicknesses. You always heal my weaknesses. You always heal my diseases. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying from the book of Psalm 36. Yeah, we are still praying from that scripture. And before we go to that scripture, I want us to pray some prayer points. You're going to pray. The Bible says that as we behold God, as though we are looking at a glass, as though we are looking at a mirror, as we behold God, the Bible says we are being changed into the same glory that we behold. As we look at his face, we are being changed into the same glory that we behold. So this prayer you're about to pray right now, you're going to position your mind as though you are standing before God, as though you are looking at his face. Yeah, that is how you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to program your mind as though you are standing before God and as though you are beholding the glory of his face. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, I stand to behold your face. I stand to behold your glory. Let me be changed. Let my life and everything in my life be changed into your glory. Let my life, my spirit, my soul, my body, let all my life be changed into your glory in the name of Jesus. Now begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I stand to behold your glory. I stand before your throne. I stand before your glory. Lord, let my life begin to change into your glory. Let my life change. Let my life transform to become one with your glory. Let my spirit, soul, and body transform to merge and become one with your glory right now in the name of Jesus. Let all that is in my life, let my environment become one with your glory. Let everything going on in my life begin to change into your glory right now in the name of Jesus. I stand to behold your glory. I look intently into the glory of your face. I look intently into the glory of your face. Lord, let my life change into the same glory. Let my life change into the same glory. Let my life change into the same glory. Begin to pray like that, with that mindset, with that picture in your mind, with that faith picture in your mind. Begin to say, as I stand to behold the glory of the Lord, let my life begin to change into the same glory. Thank you, Lord. I stand to behold the glory of your face, O God. Let the glory of your face change my life. Let the glory of your face transform my life. Let the glory of your face change my situation. Let the glory of your face transform my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. As you behold the glory of God, the light of God will penetrate into you. And as that light is entering into your life, it will expose darkness and it will destroy darkness. Yeah, for that light is stronger and greater than darkness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the brightness of the light of your glory enter into the depths of my life and expose darkness and destroy darkness. Let the light of the brightness of your glory, let the brightness of the light of your glory penetrate into the depths of my life and begin to expose darkness and begin to destroy darkness in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. She handed out this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the brightness of the light of your glory, let the brightness of the light of your glory enter into the depths of me, enter into the depths of me, enter into the depths of me, and begin to expose darkness and destroy darkness now. In the name of Jesus, the brightness of the light of your glory, the brightness of the light of your glory, of the light of the glory of God, enter into the depths of me, expose and destroy darkness, expose and destroy darkness, expose and destroy darkness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray as the light of the glory of the Lord enters into you. There's going to be exchange. Things that should not be in your life, God will remove them, and He will now put into you things that should be in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the brightness of the light of your glory, let everything that should not be in my life be exchanged for the things that you want in my life. Let everything that should not be found in my life be exchanged for the things you want in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lord, by the brightness of the light of your glory, let everything that should not be in me, thank you, Lord, be exchanged for things that you want in my life. Lord, let those things you did not want in my life, those things you did not create with me, let them be exchanged now for those things you want to see in my life right now, in the name of Jesus, by the brightness of the light of your glory. Lord, let there be an exchange. Let there be an exchange. Let there be an exchange. Let the things you do not want in my life be exchanged for the things you want to see in my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Everything that is happening in my life that is not your will, Lord, begin to exchange them, begin to replace them by those things you want for my life and destiny right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, begin to replace them. Everything you do not want in my life, Lord, replace them with the things you want. Everything you do not want in my body, soul, and spirit, Lord, begin to exchange them for things that you want for my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, let your power begin to exchange them now. Let the brightness of the light of your glory begin to cause that exchange. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I trade all the things that should not be in me, for I trade them for the things that should be in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I trade my poverty for riches and wealth. I trade my sicknesses and diseases for divine healing and health. In the name of Jesus, I trade my shame for honor. I trade sorrow for joy. I trade discomfort for comfort and peace. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I trade darkness for light. In the name of Jesus, let there be exchange now. Let there be exchange now. I trade my weaknesses for strength. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I trade my foolishness for wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When the brightness of the light or of the glory of God enters into you, there's going to be revival. There's going to be revival. Whatever that is dead or that has been weakened will suddenly rise, will suddenly be alive, will suddenly be strong. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, by the brightness of the light of your glory, let there be revival in me. Let there be revival in me. Now, in the name of Jesus, let there be prophetic revival. Let there be apostolic revival in my spirit, soul, and body. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Let there be revival of all the spiritual gifts in me. That is prophetic revival. Begin to say, Lord, let there be revival of all the gifts you have placed in me. The prophetic gifts you have placed in me. By the brightness of the light of your glory, let them come back to life. Let them come back to life. Let them come back to life. Every skill, every gift, talent, ability, virtues that have died in me, let the brightness of the light of your glory begin to bring them back to life. Begin to bring them back to life. In the name of Jesus, let there be apostolic revival in my life. Let me receive strength to do what the Lord wants me to do. That is apostolic revival. When you begin to do practically what God wants you to do, what God has placed you in this world to do for His kingdom, begin to pray. Say, Lord, let me receive strength and boldness. Let me receive strength and courage to begin to do all that you have called me to do. In the name of Jesus, let me receive understanding and wisdom. Let me receive strength and grace to begin to function in my divine assignment as I should. In the name of Jesus, by the brightness of the light of your glory, Lord, let there be revival, complete revival in my soul, in my spirit, in my body. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. When the brightness of the light of the glory of God enter into your life, there will be translation. There will be a shift. So meaning that God is going to remove you from this earthly realm And it's going to position you in the heavenly realm. So you'll be living on earth from heaven. Yeah, that is what the brightness of the glory of God does. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by the brightness of the light of your glory, let my life be translated from the earthly realm into the heavenly realm. Let me begin to function from the heavenly realm and not from this earthly realm. In the name of Jesus, let there be translation. Let there be glory translation. Translation into glory. Let the brightness of the light of your glory translate me into glory, such that I begin to function from the realm of glory. I begin to operate from the realm of glory. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Lashanaga dihodia saraba. And dehasha natoba diolia. In the name of Jesus, by the brightness of the light of your glory, let my spirit, soul, and body be translated from this earthly realm that is full of limitations and darkness and deception and confusion and death into the heavenly realm that is full of victory, into the heavenly realm that is full of unending peace, joy, and power, and dominion. Lord, let the brightness of the light of your glory translate me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the brightness of the light of your glory translate me into your heavenly realm. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, now, the last prayer point before we go into Psalm 36, you're going to pray. Another thing that happens when the brightness of the light of the glory of God enter into the depths of you is that you will be changed to be like God in nature. Yeah, you will be changed to be like God in nature. Yeah, that is what the Bible means by godly. Now, when the Bible says godly, that a man is godly, the Bible means that you behave like God in nature. You behave like God in character. Yeah, you behave like God in attitude. Yeah, that's what being godly, or that's what godliness means. And the brightness of the glory of God does this. That is why you need encounter. Every time God encounters you, every time God visits you, yeah, there will always be transformation into his nature. You become changed into his nature. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the brightness of the light of your glory, let me be changed into your nature. Let me be changed into your nature. Let Adamic nature die in me, and let me be changed into your nature. Let me be possessed by your nature. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, by the brightness of the light of your glory, let there be transformation in me. Let there be transformation in me. Let me change into your nature. Let me change into your nature. Let your divine nature take over me. Let your divine nature become my nature by the brightness of your glory. Let my nature become your divine nature. Let Adamic nature die in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let sinful nature die in my life. Let your divine nature become my nature. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let your nature become my nature. Let me love the way you love. Let me love the things you love. Let me hate the things you hate. In the name of Jesus, let there be change in my life by the reason of the brightness of your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to open your Bible to the book of Psalm 36. Psalm 36. We stopped at verse 7, so we'll continue from there. Verse 8 says, "You feed them from the abundance of your own house." Now, this verse is referring to God. It says, "You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from the river of your delight." You feed them from the abundance of your own house. You're going to pray. The previous verse is talking about how God is so committed to taking care of his creatures, everything he has created. And then in this verse 8, it says God feeds them. He feeds them from the abundance of his house, meaning that God has with him the fullness of all that you need to survive and to fulfill your destiny. God has them in abundance in his house. In his house, in heaven. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, let every spirit of lack, every spirit of poverty and lack controlling my life, influencing my life, sitting upon my life, let them die. Let them die. Let them lose their hold over your life." Begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, let every spirit of lack, every spirit of poverty lose their hold in my life. Let them be permanently displaced from my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus." In the name of Jesus, let them be permanently displaced. Every darkness in me that is promoting lack and poverty, every darkness in my environment, every darkness in my life, every darkness following me, every darkness in my career, calling, ministry that is promoting lack, promoting shortages, promoting poverty, let the fire of God displace them forever. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest and remove them from alive. In the name of Jesus, let them be permanently uprooted from alive. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God having abundance in his house means that he is able to give you all that you need. He's able to give you all, more than enough that you need, which means that if you don't have enough, you can trust God for enough. If you don't have enough for what is needed in your life, for what is important to your life and destiny, if you don't have enough, you can trust God for enough. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, take me from the realm of little into the realm of abundance." Take me, relocate me, reposition my life from the realm of little. Let's say, for instance, you have a project, but you count the cost. You look at the money, say, this cannot be enough for this project. And this project is so important to my calling and destiny. But what I have here cannot be enough. You can trust God for enough. So begin to pray, say, Father, take me from the realm of little into the realm of abundance, into the realm of surplus. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, relocate me, Father, reposition me, Father, from the realm of little, from the realm of little, into the realm of excess, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Reposition me, Lord. Reposition me, Lord, for the sake of your name, for the glory of your name, for the sake of your praise, for the sake of your glory. Lord, reposition my life and calling and destiny from the realm of shortage, from the realm of little, into the realm of excess and abundance, where I have more than enough to carry out all that matters to my life and destiny. Lord, reposition me to the realm of abundance, where I have more than enough to carry out all that matters to my calling and destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, whenever we pray prayers like this, some people start thinking, how will God do it? I'm not from a rich family. I don't have any source of income that will suddenly put me in the realm of abundance, in the realm of surplus, in the realm of excess. Some people began to question, how will it happen? Now, it is not for you to question how it will happen. All you need to do is to trust God. Is to trust God and to love God. All you need to do is to trust God and love Him and leave it to God to do for you. So you're going to pray that prayer again. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, let the windows of heaven open over my life. Let your storehouses open upon my life, and let my mind be filled with abundance of resources, abundance of provisions, abundance of riches and wealth that I need to become who you want me to be at this time. Begin to pray like that. Hasha Degadiala. Say, Father, open up the windows of heaven. Open up the storehouses of heaven. Open them over my life. As the cloud forms in the sky and rain heavily on the head, Lord, let it rain upon my life. Abundance, surplus, excess of riches, of wealth, of resources, of provisions, of supplies. Let it rain upon my life. Thank you, Lord. Blessings that matters to the fulfillment of my destiny. Blessings that matters to the fulfillment of my calling. Thank you, Lord. Let it rain upon my life. Begin to say, Father, I trust you, for there is no limit to your operations. Say, Father, I trust you, for there is no limit to your power. Lord, let it rain on my life. Let it rain on my life. Let it rain on my life. Abundance. Abundance of resources. Abundance of resources. Abundance of blessings. Abundance of supplies. Excess supplies. Excess provisions. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Recently, the Lord was telling me about how the flow of divine supplies can be cut off or cut short. How the flow of divine supplies into the life of a Christian can be cut off or cut short. So if you want to tell me what can make heaven reduce the flow of supply into your life or terminate the flow of supply into your life. And then he said, anyone that has a wasting spirit, anyone that has a wasting spirit will not be selected to enjoy excess flow of divine supplies. So if there is a wasting spirit in your life, that might be the reason why you have not been enjoying supplies from God excessively. Now, what is a wasting spirit? A wasting spirit involves a misuse of God's blessings, mismanagement of God's blessings. So let's say you prayed for God's blessing and then the blessing came and then you spent those blessings on your lusts and fleshly cravings. God is going to cut short that flow. But let's say the blessings come and then you spend it wisely on the things that pertains to life and godliness, on the things that pertains to righteousness. You spend those blessings on the things that pertains to God's kingdom, on the things that pertains to God's will, then there will not be a limit to how much we enjoy supplies from heaven. So you're going to pray. So this wasting spirit, some people think is the devil. Yes, it's the devil, but it is men that give access or that gives legal access to wasting spirit. If you don't give legal ground to wasting spirit, it will not stay in your life. If you don't give a legal ground to those devourers, they will not stay in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I disconnect my life from the influence and control of wasting spirit. You're going to say, I disconnect my life from the influence and control of wasting spirit in the name of Jesus. I destroy every covenant or agreement I have with wasting spirit. I destroy every covenant or agreement I have with wasting spirit. Every partnership, every relationship I have with wasting spirit, let them be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You can partner with the wasting spirit by your attitude. When you have a wrong spending attitude, you will automatically partner with the wasting spirit. Begin to say, I destroy every partnership between me and the wasting spirit. I destroy every connection. I destroy every agreement, every covenant between my life and the devourer. Between my life and the spirit of devourer and the devouring spirit, I break every covenant binding my life to wasting spirit. I break every agreement between my life and wasting spirit. I disconnect my life from every wasting spirit In the name of Jesus, I disconnect my finances. I disconnect my spending from the influence and control of wasting spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah. A lot of Christians have failed God in their finances. And that is why God cut short the flow of his blessings into their lives. Yeah, a lot of Christians have failed God in their finances because they became selfish in their finances. Yeah, they became so selfish in their finances. They do not remember God in their finances. They do not remember servants of God in their finances. They do not remember the work of God, the projects of God in their finances. So, and because of that, God cut short the flow of his supplies into their lives. So you are going to pray. You know, money has this spirit that when you have it, the next thing you start thinking about is yourself. Yeah. When you have it, what you think about is yourself. And probably your family, your kids. Yeah. And then you hardly think about God. And then you hardly think about the work of God. And then you hardly think about things that matters to blessing people, saving lives of people, helping people. Yeah. That is the spirit in money. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I fill my heart with readiness to use my finances to serve you. Readiness to honor you with my finances. Fill my heart with readiness to serve you with my finances. To please you with my finances. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So when that readiness is in your heart, so anytime you are holding money, you are not just thinking about yourself and your family alone. You are thinking about God. You are thinking about Jesus. And you are thinking about the kingdom of God. So begin to pray. Say, Father, fill my heart with readiness to use my finances, to use my resources to serve you, to use my resources to serve you, to serve your purpose in the earth, to serve your will in the earth, to serve your work in the earth. Fill my heart with readiness to use my finances to glorify you in the earth, to honor you in the earth. In the name of Jesus, God, don't give. I'm talking about Christians now. I'm not referring to unbelievers. God don't give kingdom wealth to wicked people. God don't give his wealth to people who are so selfish and self-centered. God don't do that. He don't do that. Yeah, he don't do that. He don't give his wealth to people that will use it against him. To people that will use those wealth to attack his kingdom and to work against his kingdom. He doesn't do that. Begin to pray, say, Lord, fill my soul with readiness. Fill my soul with readiness to use my finances, to use whatever you give me to serve you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, think about evils that is prevailing in the world. Think about evil, the evils that is prevailing in the world. You will see financial sponsorship behind it. Every evil that is prevailing in the world, there is financial sponsorship behind it. There is money, there's a stream of money that is sponsoring that evil. So that is why God is careful about who he gives his wealth to. Yeah. Because if God happens to give wealth to someone whose mind is full of darkness, full of self, full of just satisfying himself or herself, then God has made a great mistake if he happens to do that. Yeah, because eventually that person will become an enemy of God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Sometimes God will show me certain attitudes in the lives of people, and he will tell me that it is because of this attitude in the life of this person that has not made me bless him or bless her. Yeah, it is because of this attitude, this habit. Yeah, maybe I should call it spending habit or spending attitude. Or yeah, maybe I should call it that. So you're going to pray. Yeah, if there's an attitude in your life that's going to affect God's wealth in your life, God will not release his wealth into your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, now, it could be an attitude you think is right. It could be an attitude everyone in your country, everyone in your community or in your nation, in your culture, think is right. Yeah, but in heaven, that attitude is not right. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every attitude in me that is not allowing me to receive kingdom wealth, to receive my share of your kingdom wealth. Every attitude in me, even those ones I think is not bad, every attitude in my life that is hindering me from receiving my share of your kingdom wealth, oh Lord, destroy that attitude now. Begin to pray like that. Lord, destroy such attitude now. Destroy such attitude now. Destroy such attitude now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So, Father, every attitude in me, every character, habit, behavior in me that is not allowing you to channel the flow of your kingdom wealth into my life, Lord, let that attitude die right now in the name of Jesus. Let that attitude die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are reading from the book of Psalm 36, verse 8. It says, you feed them from the abundance of your own house. You feed them, you're talking about God, from the abundance of your own house. Now, this means that there is a system of heaven on earth that works naturally to feed God's creatures, to satisfy God's creatures with all that they need every day. Yeah, and I know this system. I have seen this system work, work in my life. You can say in code, it works like magic. Yeah, you can put it in code. I'm not trying to say the operation of God is equal to magic, but what I'm saying is that it's so fast. Yeah, this system of God on earth works so fast, just like such that it gives you exactly what you need. Yeah, at the time you need it. Yeah, so the kingdom wealth does not necessarily mean that you have billions in your account or millions in your account or huge money in your account. No, the kingdom wealth does not necessarily mean that. Sometimes it could mean that, but sometimes it doesn't mean that. But this is what it means. It means that you will have what you need at the time you need them. So there are times God will tell me to start a project that the money is not even complete yet. Yeah, but while I am doing that project, at every bit of the project, the money keeps coming. The money keeps coming. Every time there is a need, the money keeps coming. So that tells you that it's not about storing money in the account. It's about the fact that everything you need comes to you. Yeah, and you don't have to know how it will come. It will just come. And many times it comes from unexpected sources. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect my life to your system in heaven that meets daily needs. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, connect my life to your divine system on earth that meets my daily needs. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hashanda gadalia. Hirakasana. Tashidela. Lord, connect my life, connect my finances, connect my life, the activities in my life, the daily affairs of my life with your divine system in the head that meets my daily needs. Let your heavenly system on earth begin to operate in my life. Your heavenly system on earth that satisfies me with daily benefits. Let them begin to work in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life. I connect my daily activities. I connect the affairs of my life, calling and destiny to the heavens, to the system of heaven on earth that meets daily needs. I connect my life, my calling, my destiny to the system of heaven on earth that supplies daily needs. In the name of Jesus, I connect my life. I connect my life. I connect my life. I connect my life with the system of heaven on earth that meets daily needs. That meets daily needs. That meets my daily needs. I connect my life, my finances, with the system of heaven on earth that meets my daily needs. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I connect my life and the affairs of my life, and I connect my bank account to the system of heaven on earth that meets my daily needs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Sometimes God subjects Christians to lack and suffering and poverty so that he can teach them faith that will make this system of heaven on earth work in their lives practically. Yeah, that is why we have many people in Africa who have learned this faith. And this faith is somehow difficult for people in the Western world, people in the US, people in Europe and all of that, because in those countries, they have kind of programmed their financial life. So all their faith is on the government. All their faith is on, you know, is on the paychecks. The paychecks they give them. So they already programmed the bills they're going to pay every month. Okay, when I get the paycheck, I'm going to pay bills. I'm going to do this. I'm going to pay this and pay that. So the system is so organized that people hardly believe God for daily needs, because the government or the structure of the society kind of make everything look like you don't need God in your finances, or you don't need God for supernatural blessings. Yeah, so that is why sometimes God will subject some Christians to poverty so that they can learn this faith. And this faith is real, and this faith works. Yeah, it works. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, teach me faith. Teach me faith that we enable your divine system of supplies in the head to work for me, to work for my calling, to work for my ministry, to work for my career, to work for my destiny. Begin to pray like that. There is a faith that you must learn. Yeah, God taught me that faith. He can teach you the same faith. Begin to pray, say, Father, teach me faith. Teach me faith that will enable me, that will enable me to enjoy your system of supplies on earth, your system of daily supplies on earth. Lord, teach me faith that will enable me to enjoy from this system, to enjoy this system in the name of Jesus. Teach me faith that we activate your system of supplies on earth to function in my life. Teach me the faith, oh God. Teach me the faith that I will apply to connect to the flow of your divine supplies on earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, let me just mention one thing about this faith to you. Yeah, one thing about this faith. There are many things involved. Yeah, but let me just tell you one of them. Yeah. One of the things you do by faith is by letting God take over your finances, by surrendering your finances to God. By believing and agreeing that whatever you have is not yours. Yeah, that everything you have belongs to Him. And that he decides what you do with whatever you have. He decides how you spend whatever you have. So when you hand over your finances to God, it will keep multiplying. Yeah, but when you feel like, this is my money, I work so hard for it, I work so hard to get it, yeah, and then you're trying to control the spending yourself, it will not multiply. But when you hand it over to Him, just like the people, they handed over 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, they handed it over to Jesus. And Jesus multiplied it for them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to hand over my resources, my possessions, to hand over all that I have to you. Teach me to consider myself as not the owner of whatsoever I have. Teach me to live this way. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, teach me to hand over my resources, my finances, and my possessions to you in the name of Jesus. Teach me, Father. Teach me to do this. Teach me to do this. Yeah, because if we look at it, everything you have is not even enough to fulfill your destiny. Yeah, everything you have is not enough to become the person God wants you to be. Yeah, so then why not hand it over to God so that it will be enough? So sometimes when I look at my account, and you know, I look at it and I say, oh, this is not enough. And then what do? I start sharing the money out. Yeah, because since it's not enough, then let me hand it over to God so that it can be enough. And then it becomes enough. So when you so much cover whatever you have and you feel like, oh, this is my money, this is my money, this is my money, it will not be enough. Yeah, you keep adding plans and projects and it will never be enough. You keep borrowing, keep getting loans, and you keep doing that and it will never be enough. Why? Because you do not surrender your money to Jesus. Yeah. And how do we know that you have not surrendered your money to Jesus? Because you cannot give. When God says give, yeah, begin to say, Father, teach me to hand over all that I have to you, my possessions, everything that I have, because only you can make them enough. Only you can make them more than enough. Only you can multiply them. Yeah, Lord, teach me to hand over my wealth, my riches, my possessions to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, let me also mention another thing about learning the faith that makes the system of heaven on earth, the wealth system of heaven on earth, to work in your life. Yeah. Another thing that you must learn to do is to depend on God and not on your salary and not on human strength. Now, when we say human strength, it involves your own strength. Yeah, because you worked with your strength or with your skill or with your intelligence or with your, you know, with your professionalism, and then you get paid. Now, you must not depend on that. You must not depend on you, and you must not depend on any other man. You must depend only on God. Now, this can be difficult for people who are salary earners. Yeah, this kind of faith I'm teaching you might be difficult for salary earners. Yeah, because they feel like, oh, I worked for it. Now, you must stop depending on your strength if you are going to enter into the realm of the wealth system of God. You must stop depending on your strength. So you must stop planning on your strength. That, okay, if I get this at the end of the month, and then I'm going to divide it. This money will go into this. This other money will go into paying these bills. And then by the time you divide everything, you discover that there is not anything to give to God. There is not anything to, you know, to use for the kingdom of God. There's not anything to invest into the kingdom of God. Then how do you expect God to bless you when all the salary has been divided? And there is none of the salary that is going to God. And you are doing that because you think it is by your salary you will survive. That's why you are doing that. You so much put faith in that salary. You so much depend on your strength. Yeah, to spend money. So you're going to pray. So you must stop depending on human strength. You must stop relying on somebody somewhere that you think can help you. Somebody somewhere that you think, you know, when you send a text message or you give a phone call and say, oh, I need some money. You must stop relying on anybody, including yourself. You must rely only on God and say, God, it is you who takes care of me, not my salary. And say, God, it is you who takes care of me, not anybody, not any family member, not any uncle, not anybody, not any friend. So you must change your mindset. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to depend on you alone for all that my life and calling and destiny needs. So, Father, teach me to depend on you alone. Teach me to depend on your wealth alone. Teach me to depend on your resources alone. Teach me, Father, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You know, teach me to withdraw my dependence from people. Teach me not to depend on people for help. Teach me not to depend on people for any kind of supplies. Teach me not to depend on government. Teach me not to depend on my strength. Teach me not to depend on my business and smartness. Teach me to depend on you alone. In the name of Jesus. Now, the fact that you are walking doesn't mean you should put faith in that walk. The fact that you have a good business doesn't mean you should put faith in that business. Your faith must always be in God. That is how you connect with the kingdom wealth. May the Lord give you understanding. So, Father, teach me to depend only on you for all that my life, marriage, calling, destiny needs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you look at the same verse, Psalm 36, verse 8, it says, you feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. Letting them drink from your river of delights. Yeah, what does that mean? It means that uh, the abundance in the house of God is connected to things that God delights in. The treasures in the house of God in heaven is connected to things that God takes pleasure in. So if you patterned your life in those things, or to accommodate those things that God takes delight in, God is going to make you drink from His river of wells. Yeah. If you begin to delight in the things that God delights in, God is going to make you drink from His river of abundance, of wealth and blessings. Yeah. So one of the reasons why people are not having access to the riches and wealth in God's kingdom, it is because they do not take delight in the things God delights in. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that delights in the things You delight in. Give me a heart that delights in the things You delight in. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, give me a heart that find joy and happiness in the things that gives You joy and happiness. Give me a heart that finds joy and happiness in the things that gives You joy and happiness. Lord, give me such heart in the name of Jesus. Give me such heart in the name of Jesus. Give me such heart in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. That give me a heart that finds delight in the things that gives You pleasure. Give me a heart that finds joy and happiness in the things that gives You pleasure. In the name of Jesus, give me such a heart. You know, many Christians are so self-centered. That is why God cannot bless them. So Lord, give me a heart that finds delight in the things that gives You pleasure. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it says God, we cause those people, God will cause you and I to drink from the river of His delight. From the river of His delight. Now, this means that what you do for a living must please God. What you do for a living must please God. Yeah. The source of your income must be pure. Yeah. And whatever you do for a living must not become an idol. Whatever you do for a living must not take the place of God in your life. Know that it will now take all your time and you will no longer have time for God. You no longer have time to spend with God in Bible study, in prayer, in fasting, in meditation on the Word of God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So everything you do on a daily basis must please God. If you want to enjoy the wealth of the kingdom of God. Begin to pray. Say, Father, help me to please you with all that I do every day. Help me to please you with all that I do in my business, in my job, in my career. Help me to please you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to please you. Help me to please you with my career. Help me to please you with my job. Help me to please you with my business. Let me do the business in a way that is to please you. Let me please you with my daily activities. Help me to please you with what I do for a living. Help me to please you in all that I do on a daily basis. Help me, Father, including the sources of my income. Help me to please you in them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, let's move to verse 9. Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, for you are the fountain of life. Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, for you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Yeah, that's a very powerful verse. It says, for God is the fountain of life. He is the light by which we see. He is the fountain of life. So which means that everyone who is connected to God, they shall have abundance of life. They shall have abundance of life. You're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, By the reason of my connection with you, let my life be filled with your life. Now, there's a difference between God's life and human life. It's a two different kind of life. Yeah, there's a difference between human life and God life. So, yeah, begin to pray like this. Say, Father, by the reason of my connection with you, let your life fill my life. Let my life be filled with your life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh God of Israel, by the reason of my connection with you, because I am connected with you in my body, I am connected with you in my soul and with my soul, because I am connected with you in my spirit and with my spirit. Lord, let my entire being be filled with your life. Let my entire being be filled with your life. Begin to pray. Say, I want your life. Let your life fill up all my life. Let your life fill up all my life. Let your life fill up all my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Let your life fill up all of me. All of me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, in John chapter 3, the Bible talked about eternal life, everlasting life. Some translation calls it everlasting life. Some other translations called it eternal life. Now, that life is the life of God himself. And that life is a fountain, is a spring that does not dry. Is a fountain that does not dry. So when we talk about the eternal life, we're not just talking about you dying in this world and then you make heaven, you enter heaven. That is not what eternal life is about. Eternal life is deeper than that. Of course, it entails making heaven after you leave this world, but it is more than that. It is deeper than that. So that life is inside everyone that is a Christian. Yeah. That life is inside everyone that is saved, genuinely saved. Yeah. So you're going to pray. If that life is in you, then are you filled with that life? Has it taken over you? Can we find it in your body system? Can we find this life in your soul? How much of it has filled your soul? This life is very real. It can be felt. That is how real it is. It can be felt. Now, the Apostle Paul said that he said, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he said, the same spirit shall give life to your mortal bodies. Meaning that spirit will give life to your body. So that this life we are talking about, which is also the life of the Holy Spirit, is the life that the presence of the Holy Spirit gives. Is the life that the presence of God gives, because the presence of God is that life itself. Yeah. So you're going to pray. My question is, can we see that life in your body? If you're a Christian and the Bible says you have received eternal life, can it be felt in your body? Is it in your body? Is it in your soul? Yeah. Is it in your spirit? Or is just by faith that you just believe by faith that you have eternal life? It's more than believing by faith. It is real. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill up my entire being with the life of God. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill up my entire being with the life of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, let the life of God swallow me up. Let the life of God take over me. Let the life of God fill me up. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, fill up my entire being with eternal life. Say, Holy Spirit, fill up my entire being with eternal life. Fill up my body. Fill up my soul. Fill up my spirit with the life of God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, fill up my entire being. Holy Spirit, fill up my entire being with the life of God. With the life of God. With the life of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, in that verse, it says that God is a fountain of life, or the fountain of life. God is the fountain of life. So, you know, just as I've said earlier, this life is like a fountain, yeah, and it springs up forever. So, meaning that it keeps, it's a fountain, and life is oozing out. Yeah, like life is continually oozing out from that fountain. Yeah, and the Bible confirms that this fountain is in you if you are a Christian. Yeah, this fountain is within you if you are a Christian. So now my other question is, have you accessed that fountain? The fountain of life that is in you, do you access it? Yeah, do you drink from him? Do you tap into him? How much have you tapped from that fountain? How much have you drank from that fountain? You are going to pray. There is a fountain in you. It doesn't dry up. It's always there. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every limitation of darkness on my life, blocking my access to your fountain of life, let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every limitation of darkness on my life, every limitation of darkness in my life that has blocked my access to the fountain of life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every limitation of darkness blocking my access to the fountain of life that is within me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, catch fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If there is a limitation that is so powerful to block the access of Christians, the fountain of life that is in them, that limitation is themselves. Yeah, that limitation is self. Yeah, which the Bible also calls flesh. Yeah, I've never seen any limitation as powerful enough to block people away from the fountain of life. I've never seen a limitation as powerful enough as the limitation of the flesh, of the human nature, the Adamic nature. I've never seen any limitation as powerful as that. So when God began to expose me to immortality, which is the fountain of life that is in you. So every Christian, you have immortality in you. Yeah, you have a fountain of life that gives immortality, which if you can access that fountain enough, you might not die a physical death. You might be translated like Enoch, like Elijah. I know some people will feel like, what is the apostle saying? Are you speaking fiction? I'm not speaking fiction. I'm speaking reality. I mean, I'm speaking kingdom realities. Realities that are in the kingdom of God. If you can access the fountain of life inside of you to a very high extent, you might not die a physical death. I'm telling you the truth. There were people, even in the time of Jesus, that did not die a physical death. Even Jesus said it. Though some theologians tried to misinterpret it. Jesus said, there are some of you here, when he was teaching, he said, there are some of you here, hearing me here, that will not die until they see the Son of Man coming in his glory. Yeah, so it means that he's going to keep them alive until his second coming. Yeah, so there is immortality inside every Christian. Yeah, but people can't access it, and some only access maybe 0.00002% of that fountain of life. And as I was saying, the greatest limitation that has caught billions of Christians away from the fountain of life is themselves. Is self. The human nature. The Adamic nature. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the limitation of self and flesh in my life that is blocking me from accessing the fullness of the fountain of life in me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the limitation of self, the limitation of flesh. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, limitation of self and flesh and Adamic nature, die by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Limitation of self, flesh, Adamic nature, die now, die now, die now, by fire of the Holy Ghost, die. Gahane hane hashenia, hitatando sejulia deva, mandeka kia fashasa, hinamanishina la dita, dandrakujia devala, die now, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Limitation of self, flesh, Adamic nature, prevailing in my soul, prevailing in my body, prevailing in my spirit, blocking my access to the fountain of life that is in me. Die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Die now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, you see, it's not easy to die. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to die. That is why people don't want to die to the flesh. You see, dying to the flesh is almost the same thing with when someone points a gun at you and shoots you. Yeah. You know, God took me through in Lord's. So when we say die to the flesh, the reason why it's difficult for many people is because it is painful to die. Yeah. So the same pain you feel when someone shoots you a gun, that pain is similar to the pain you feel when you are dying to the desires of your body. It's not easy to die. Yeah, it's not easy to die. And that is why you must be deliberate about it when it comes to denying yourself, denying your flesh of its desires. You must be intentional and deliberate. And not only that, you must be passionate about it. You must be so serious about it. Yeah. You must make it it has to be a war. You must fight. It's a battle. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the strength to mortify the carnal desires of my body, the carnal desires in my mind, the carnal desires in my soul. Give me strength to kill them. Yeah. So you have to kill them. Then God will unleash that fountain in you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, it says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So that life is equal to this fountain we are talking about. Yeah. So if you kill carnal desires in your mind, God will give you access to this fountain. So begin to pray, say, Father, give me strength. Give me strength to kill, to destroy carnal desires that is blocking my access to the fountain of life. Begin to pray, say, Father, give me strength to do this, because by your own strength it will not be possible, because no human being wants to die. Yeah, by your own will it will not work, but God can help you when you are deliberate about it. When you make up your mind to do this, God will strengthen you to do it, because He loves you and because He wants eternal life for you. Begin to pray, say, Father, give me strength to mortify, to kill the carnal passions, the selfish passions, the selfish desires, carnal desires in me. Give me strength to kill them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. There are things you must stop thinking. Yeah, it was not easy. You know, God took me through a long time. When it comes to these, when it comes to overcoming the limitation of this flesh thing, this Adamic nature of a thing, God took me through a lot. Now, there was at a point, you know, the Lord was telling me that there are some thoughts you must not think at all. Yeah, He said there are some thoughts I must not think in my mind at all. If I want to remain connected with this fountain, with this fountain of life, or fountain of eternal life, or fountain of immortality, and this is the real immortality, not the immortality Satan is promising his agents. They will all perish in the lake of fire. Yeah, but this fountain of life is the real immortality. You live forever by this fountain of life. So God was telling me that there are some things you must not think in your mind at all. And it was not easy, because these are things that many of us think on daily basis. I mean, many of you. And some of them is not bad. Some of those thoughts are not bad. But he said, you must not think these things at all, because people in heaven don't think them. They don't think like that. Yeah, and he helped me. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, strengthen me in my mind. Strengthen my mind, or strengthen me in my mind to block and destroy thoughts that are against my connection with your fountain of life. Now, say, Father, strengthen my mind, empower my mind with fire to block and terminate every thought that is against my connection with your fountain of life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mashada gadadia. Hetesha sasande deshua. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, empower me in my mind to reject, to bind, to block, to terminate thoughts that are going to disconnect me from the fountain of life that you have placed in me. Empower me to reject such thoughts. Empower me to destroy such thoughts. Empower me to block such thoughts. In the name of Jesus, thoughts that will not allow me to have access to your fountain. Empower me, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Empower my mind with fire to block them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points, and then we'll round up the session. Yeah, we're talking about the fountain of life that is inside of you. Now, when Jesus was about to be lifted up into heaven, Jesus made a promise. He said, I will send you another helper who is the comforter. Jesus said, this helper is the Holy Spirit. Now, some people don't know how wonderful and powerful and glorious the Holy Spirit is. You know, God says, I will give you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that will help you to always drink from this fountain of life. The Holy Spirit has a lot to do in your life. But many don't allow him. Many don't allow him because many are so filled with themselves. Many are so consumed with their ambitions and lustful desires. So we hardly allow the Holy Spirit. And that is why we don't have this life flowing in us. Yeah, because by default, this fountain of life should flow even in your body. It should flow in your body to the point that Jesus said, if you drink a deadly thing, Jesus said, it will not hurt you. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible before. You can read Mark chapter 16. Yeah, from verse 15 downward. You will see where Jesus said that if you drink poison, you will not die. If you drink a deadly thing, you will not die. What does that mean? It means there is a life that is flowing in your blood that will kill that poison. That's what it means. It means there is a life inside your body, your organs, your tissues, that kills microorganisms. It means there is a life in you that cannot be defeated by any virus or disease. That is what it means. So many of us don't have don't have enough of this life. We have less than 1%. Yeah, and that is why we suffer a lot. And like, and as I said, you need to agree with the Holy Spirit to be changed by this life, by this fountain of life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I surrender. I surrender to walk in agreement, to walk in alignment daily with the Holy Spirit. Say, I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Say, I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. I surrender to walk in agreement with you, to walk in alignment with you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hashadadagadia. Thank you, Lord. Lehane habedesha. Hiria disanitia. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, I surrender. Say, I surrender. I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Say, I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, I surrender to you, Holy Spirit, to walk daily in agreement with you. To walk daily in alignment with you. Thank you, Lord. To walk daily in obedience to you. I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. I surrender to your directions. I surrender to your instructions. I surrender to your guidance. I surrender to your leadership. I surrender to your ministry. I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. What does it mean to surrender to the Holy Spirit? It means that you make him the ruler and controller of your life. It means you let him lead you. It means if he's not going to lead you, you do nothing until he leads you. That is what it means. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And raise up your right hand. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, lead my life. Now, Holy Spirit knows how to lead you if you want Him to lead you. If you pray sincerely and say, Holy Spirit, lead my life, He will lead you and you'll be so surprised. Yeah, and you might not even have to hear a voice. He will lead you because He knows all the chemistry. The Holy Spirit knows the chemistry that governs your body. He knows the chemistry that governs your soul. He knows the chemistry that governs your emotions and feelings. Yeah, so He knows how to lead you if you want to be led. So the problem of Christians is that they don't want to be led by God. They want to be the one in charge. They don't want God to be the one in charge. And that is why God is not leading them. So it's not about whether they can hear from God or not, whether they can hear a voice or not. It's about that they don't want to be led. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lead my life. Lead my life. Lead my life. Guide my life. Take over my life. Control my life. Direct my life. Every day, in every day, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Je haveri halabija. Ki sashodabatajindia. Holy Spirit, lead my life. Pray that prayer sincerely. Pray it sincerely. Say, Holy Spirit, lead my life. 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 Lead my life. In the name of Jesus, I want you to lead my life. I want you to control my life. I want you to guide my life. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, take over. I don't know how to live my life. I want you to lead my life. In the name of Jesus. Take over, Holy Spirit. Take over, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that the anointing of the Lord Jesus shall come upon you. And that anointing shall enable you to be accurately and perfectly led by the Holy Ghost on a daily basis in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, now the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You need to be filled with the consciousness of wanting to be led. I don't know how to describe it. You need to be a Christian that lives in the consciousness of desiring to be led by the Holy Spirit. So meaning that you need to always open up that room, that channel, for the Holy Spirit to come in and say, don't do that. Sit there. Don't touch that. Don't call that person. Keep quiet. Stop talking. Now, you need to open that gap. You must be filled with that consciousness whereby the Holy Spirit can easily come in at any time and say, stop there. It's enough. Pray this way. Don't pray that way. So the Holy Spirit leads with simple instructions. That is how He leads and guides. Simple instructions. And they are very strong. Though they are very gentle and quiet, but very strong. Those instructions are strong that you will know that God is saying something to you. You will know it. So, but if your conscience is so is so insensitive and you have not opened up that channel, the Holy Spirit will just be looking at you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, in fact, when it comes to prayer, you don't just pray and pray and pray and pray. You must give the Holy Spirit a place to always come in and tell you, okay, is enough on that prayer. Now pray about this. Even when you pray in tongues, you don't just pray and be praying in tongues. No, you come to a point whereby this is okay. Don't pray in tongues. Now worship God. I mean, stop praying in tongues. Now pray in your own words or pray in your own understanding. Just pour out your heart to God, or you can say just start praising God. So you must open up a gap or a channel, and you will do that by your consciousness. By putting yourself in a consciousness of what is the Lord saying, putting yourself in a consciousness of Holy Spirit, is what I'm about to do now, is it right? What I'm about to say now, is it right? Now, some people that have had me talk many times, they say, why is it that you speak one by one? Yeah, they say, why is it that you don't speak so fast, you just speak one by one? And I told them that one of the reasons why I speak one by one is because I don't want to say what is wrong. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit tells me, the Holy Spirit guides the way I speak. Yeah, I don't want to speak what should not be said. I don't want to type what should not be typed. So that shows how much you must allow Holy Spirit to rule everything you do. So if you're going to pray, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I put myself in the consciousness that we always allow the guidance and direction and instruction of the Holy Spirit to reach me on daily basis. Yeah, I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I put myself in the consciousness that we allow me to always be guided by the Holy Spirit, to always be led, to always be directed by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, I put myself, I immerse myself into a divine consciousness. Can freely speak to me, can freely guide me, can freely lead me on daily basis in the name of Jesus. I immerse my soul, my spirit, and body into that consciousness in the name of Jesus. I immerse my spirit, I immerse my soul, I immerse my body into the consciousness that will permit the Holy Ghost to speak to me, to guide me, to interrupt my affairs, to correct me, to direct me, to instruct me on daily basis. I put myself now into that divine consciousness. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I immerse myself into such consciousness that is always ready to be led by the Holy Spirit. I put myself in that consciousness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh, Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your word that is alive and powerful. Thank you for your presence in this prayer session. Thank you, Lord, for your power that you have established among us to perform your will and desires in our lives. Thank you for great things you have done during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for greater things you will do very shortly for us. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your presence that is everywhere. Right here where I am, your presence is there. Right there where your people are, your presence is there. Thank you because you can do anything in anywhere at any time. Dear Father, I ask that right there where your people are, hearing my voice right now, let your power appear right there. Now, in the name of Jesus, right there where you are, let the power of God appear. In Jesus' name, let your life be transformed by the power of God. Let your situations be transformed by the power of God. Let things that have been termed impossible become possible now in Jesus' name. Every oppression of darkness on your soul, on your spirit, I decree that they are destroyed by the power of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the fire of the Holy Ghost shall take possession of your mind. The fire of the Holy Ghost shall keep your mind spiritual all the time. In the name of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost shall destroy thoughts and imaginations that does not lead to life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the brightness of the light of the face of God, the brightness of the light of the glory of God shall flood every part of your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, you shall experience unusual help from heaven. At this time, in the name of Jesus, you shall experience great deliverance from heaven. Even tonight, in the name of Jesus, the hand of God shall deliver you completely. The hand of God shall destroy your enemies. The hand of God shall give you victories. The hand of God shall meet your needs. The hand of God shall heal you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that the truths you have learned in the course of this prayer session shall not leave you until it changes your life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.